For insight into the Turkish reaction to the Israeli raid on the Gaza flotilla, we spoke with the chief of the VOA Turkish service, Hulya Polat.
Turkey has been reacting very strongly to the Israeli raid, and demonstrations in Turkey have continued since the weekend. And Turkey recalled its ambassador from Tel Aviv and canceled joint military exercises with Israel. The official reaction has been harsh, and Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan's office today in a statement said that Erdogan told President Obama that Israel is risking to lose its only friend in the Middle East. Erdogan and Obama had a one-hour-long phone conversation during Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu's meeting with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at the State Department yesterday. Both the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister called the Israeli attack unacceptable bloody state terror. Prime Minister Erdogan also called for international sanctions against Israel and for an independent investigation. Yesterday, Foreign Minister Davutoğlu told Secretary of State Clinton that Turkey is ready to review its relations with Israel. And after the meeting, he also said that they had a satisfactory meeting with Secretary of State Clinton. So the Turkish side seems to be satisfied with yesterday's meeting. Meanwhile, today the Turkish parliament called on the Turkish government to review its political and military relations with Israel and to take effective measures in that regard. And there was a security summit in Ankara today headed by the prime minister. Afterwards, he repeated that all measures will be taken against all kinds of terror. He also stated all volunteers are being sent to Turkey today. And today, another development, Interior Minister Beşir Atalay said Turkish security forces stepped up security measures to protect the Jewish minority, especially at 20 areas in Istanbul, where there are several synagogues and cultural centers serving 23,000 Jews in Turkey. Today, Israeli media reports that the Israeli Foreign Ministry ordered its diplomats' families to leave Turkey because of the public reaction to the incident. And Turkish media has reacted with commentaries criticizing Israel harshly. So the reaction in Turkey is continuing, but the Turkish officials seem to be satisfied with what the U.S. has said, and they are expecting that there will be some international reaction from the Security Council and also from the U.S. side in the coming days.
The Turkish service was able to speak with somebody on the boat before the flotilla came under attack. What was the feelings then on the boat?
We spoke with a volunteer from the aid group in Istanbul that organized the Turkish ship's trip to Gaza. And she said they knew about the risks that they are taking and that there may be an Israeli attack. But she also said that they know that the people in Gaza need aid and they are determined to go ahead even if there is an attack on the ship. And actually, the other thing she told us was that the mood on the ship was really, really up. Everybody was singing and dancing and, you know, although knowing the risks, they were happy to be able to start an initiative like this. It didn't turn out the way they expected it to be.
Hulya Polat of VOA's Turkish service says they have not been able to contact the pro-Palestinian activists with the flotilla since the Israeli raid, and they do not know what happened to her. I'm Susan Yalkey in Washington.